This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
To Intelligent Medicine, I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And we got a lot of time this weekend to answer your questions. We invite you to call us, 877-726-8255. You're a part of the program, so pose your questions about medicine, nutrition, whatever ails you. 877-726-TALK is our number, so start dialing. And we got a lot in store for you. We're going to do a special focus this hour on neuronutrition. Feed your head, as Grace Slick once said, as part of the Jefferson Airplane. And those of you who are familiar with that reference, well, maybe you should be feeding your head, because you're an aging baby boomer who might be at risk for cognitive decline. We got many features and lots of news to dish, but first a little case study in scientific and media bias, and ultimately a lesson in medical economics. Because, you know, we've been talking about fish oil for a long time as being heart healthy, and it totally makes sense because, well, it was first noted that the Inuit, the Eskimos of Alaska and Canada, suffered very little in the way of cardiovascular disease, and they consumed lots of blubber and lots of oily fish rich in omega-3 fatty acids. And in terms of how it works, it really makes sense, because fish oil is a blood thinner. It prevents the platelets that cause blood clots from sticking together, and it lowers harmful triglycerides, raises HDL. It's a powerful anti-inflammatory, and that works on the interior of the arteries. And some studies suggest even that it may have an anti-arrhythmic effect, reducing risk of atrial fibrillation and ventricular tachycardia and slowing the heart rate. So it's become the standard of care in Europe, but not here, for those receiving coronary artery stents to get a lifetime prescription of fish oil capsules. But unfortunately, the naysayers have been pushing back against the assertion that fish oil is heart healthy. And I wrote about this in this week's newsletter if you want some additional detail. An article appeared in the New York Times with the headline, "Fish oil claims not supported by research." And the tagline was, "The vast majority of clinical trials involving fish oil have found no evidence that it lowers the risk of heart attack and stroke." And even the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, which, by the way, is not known for its hospitality towards supplements, well, they went even further in their denunciation of fish oil in a May editorial this year. And I'm quoting the title of the editorial, "Another Nail in the Coffin for Fish Oil Supplements." And there they describe a meta-analysis, which is a study of studies showing that fish oil really isn't helpful for the heart. So JAMA just wrote this editorial, "Another Nail in the Coffin for Fish Oil Supplements." I guess that means that they won't be accepting lucrative drug ads from a pharmaceutical company called Amarin for its EPA product, Vascepa. You see, just this week, the headline was this: Amarin soars as fish oil pill cuts risk of strokes in long-awaited study. The article was actually aimed at medical investors, encouraging them to go out and buy Amarin stock. It touts the soon-to-be-released results of a study on the drug company's version of EPA. And I'm quoting, Vascepa lowered the risk of heart attacks and strokes in patients with very high levels of triglycerides, the type of fat in the blood, and whose cholesterol levels were already held in check by drugs called statins. Patients on Vascepa had a 25% reduction in the relative risk of a heart attack, stroke, cardiovascular death, or hospitalization for unstable angina or bypass surgery after an average of around 5 years of treatment with high-dose fish oil compared to those on statins alone. So the article reports that, by the way, shares of Amarin boomed 307% in pre-market trading this Monday morning just based on that news alone. So you think maybe there's a little bit of a double standard here, because when fish oil is sold in health food stores, it's supposedly worthless. Right? New York Times says fish oil studies don't bear out its benefits, and Journal of the American Medical Association says another nail in the coffin for fish oil supplements. But now that it's a prescription medication, well, that's something different, right? By the way, the average Vascepa price without insurance is about $311. For a supply of 121-gram capsules. Now, in the studies, to achieve the heart-protective effects, you'd have to take 4 grams per day, which is 4 capsules, 4 1,000-milligram capsules per day of Vascepa. So $311 would last you a month. And by comparison, a comparable 120-count bottle of Carlson Elite EPA Gems, I'm just picking them as an example, and they happen to be a sponsor, that would run you a mere $68. And the difference is that insurance companies and Medicare will be asked to foot the bill for Vascepa, so you'll get a bit of a discount, but still anticipate a hefty copay if you're a consumer and your doctor tells you you need to take this stuff. So why is the disparity between these, you know, meta-analyses that say that fish oil doesn't work and the new results of this study? Well, it's not so much the magic of a synthetic EPA pill made by a pharmaceutical company. It's the devil is in the dose. And many of the studies that suggest that fish oil is not efficacious use paltry doses, a capsule or two per day. And these studies were designed to fail when higher doses really are necessary to achieve the benefits. So when 4 grams of highly concentrated fish oil are used, the cardiovascular benefits of fish oil really stand out. And, you know, I got to say, this is a classic case study illustrating the bias inherent in supplement reporting and, in fact, in research on supplements by the mainstream media and by the medical establishment. It's also a lesson in the woeful medical economics that threatens to bankrupt our healthcare system, because, hey, we're willing to pay for $300-plus bottles of fish oil when equivalent supplements can be obtained at a health food store. Well, that's what is going to head our medical system over the cliff here in this country. Read about it in our newsletter. That was our newsletter subject for the week. Subscribe at drhoffman.com and you'll get a comparable article in your inbox every week. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a nutritional supplement I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens, and fight infection, and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health with Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to SovereignLaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at drhoffmanstore.com. Protocol offers 50 years of expertise. Their mission is to provide top quality supplements at affordable prices. Protocol is family owned and manufactures the majority of their products in-house, affording control over quality and cost. Protocol's manufacturing process is certified by the Underwriters Laboratories, and their products are non-GMO and USDA certified organic. In fact, I'm so confident in their products that I've included many of them in my Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Protocols. Protocol for Life Balance is only available through licensed practitioners, so ask your doctor or healthcare professional for it by name. You can get them at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Protocol for Life Balance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. The right treatment for an inflamed appendix is to take it out, right? Well, according to a study, that may not always be the case. But first, let me tell you about a supplement that I'm really into these days. It's colostrum. And why colostrum? Well, colostrum is the first milk that's given to mammals upon their birth. And it contains many immune-enhancing factors, natural antimicrobials, and growth factors which help to heal the gut. And because leaky gut syndrome is such an important factor in many diseases, allergic conditions, autoimmunity, inflammatory disorders, not just gastrointestinal problems, although leaky gut plays a major role in inflammatory conditions in the GI tract. Colostrum is an important way of addressing those problems. So with Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD, the LD stands for liposomal delivery, is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life, from cradle to grave. So to order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. And here's a special offer. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Many people tell me it lasts for longer than 5 days. Just go to SovereignLaboratories.com for Colostrum LD and that full 5-day supply of Colostrum LD for free. It's a great offer. 877-726-8255 is our number should you care to call us this hour or next. But back in September of 1942, what's that, 76 years ago, this is in the early days of World War II, and the USS Sea Dragon, a submarine, was patrolling the waters off Japan, when suddenly one of the crewmen started to develop abdominal pain, and he showed all the signs of having appendicitis, severe right lower quadrant pain and fever, and he was white as a sheet. And of course, there was no doctor aboard. There was just a pharmacist first mate named Wheeler Lipes. And he'd never performed an appendectomy, much less performed anything other than minor stitch-up surgery. But he was called upon in a submarine submerged 120 feet below the surface of the Pacific to perform an appendectomy. He sterilized his instruments, and he looked up how to do it in a medical text, got the crew to scrub and assist him, and it worked. And the crewman who had a sick appendix survived. Well, fast forward 76 years. Well, it was bound to happen. Antibiotics may supplant surgery for appendicitis, at least in some cases. There's a new study from Finland that shows that antibiotics are a reasonable alternative for most patients with appendicitis. They did a study treating some patients with appendicitis and treating other patients with antibiotics. And 5 years after treatment with antibiotics, almost two-thirds of the patients hadn't had another attack. Well, admittedly, some of the patients had to have their appendix out eventually because they had recurrent attacks of appendicitis, and that's not good, and maybe their appendix was shot. But the crucial difference between 1942 and 2018 is that we now have sophisticated imaging tests, mainly CT scans, with better and better definition that have made it easier to determine if an appendix might burst, because then you got to take it out. If it's ready to burst, you know, it could be catastrophe. Peritonitis and death can occur. But in many cases, the appendix is just infected and inflamed, and patients can be safely treated without surgery. So the study looked at about 500 Finnish adults who had initial CT scans to rule out severe cases. And what was encouraging about this is that, well, you might say, well, hey, if thine appendix offend thee, pluck it out, right? Because it's going to cause problems eventually. Well, it's not inconsequential to get an appendectomy. It's a relatively minor surgery. It's fairly routine. But still, 1 in 4 surgery patients have complications, including infections around the incision, abdominal pain, and hernias. But only 7% of the antibiotic patients had complications, perhaps minor ones like diarrhea. And antibiotic-treated patients for appendicitis had 11 fewer sick days on average than the surgery group, and their treatment costs were about 60% lower. So you have appendicitis in the modern era. Well, you know, there's a lot of defensive medicine, and sometimes doctors will say, you know, let's take it out because why make a mistake, leave it in, there could be a complication later. But don't let that stampede you into getting your appendix out if just a course of antibiotics can't alleviate the problem. This new study suggests that maybe, just maybe, we're going over the top in our treatment of this common condition. Okay, this new study out of Russia, toxic metal pollution linked with development of autism spectrum disorder. And it's just as many of us have suspected, it turns out that higher levels of mercury, lead, cadmium, create inflammation in the brain. Aluminum is also implicated, arsenic as well, and they can contribute to the development of autism. So maybe it just isn't a figment of our imagination when we talk about aluminum additives, mercury additives, in vaccines, the use of mercury in dental fillings. Maybe that's just not so good when pregnant moms expose their kids to these toxins. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And a new finding about fibromyalgia, and it bears on a feature that we're going to do shortly on the subject of neuronutrition. Headline from Massachusetts General Hospital, Researchers collaborating with a team at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden have found widespread inflammation in the brains of those with fibromyalgia. Now, fibromyalgia is a pain condition, and a lot of people think, well, you know, the problem is in the muscles. It turns out the problem's in the brain, and it has to do with inflammation. Yeah, inflammation of the brain. The researchers use special MRI PET scanning to look at inflammation in various regions in the brain. And what they found is that the glial cells of patients with fibromyalgia were very inflamed. They showed signs of secreting chemicals associated with inflammation. And that suggests that maybe inflammation is a target in fibromyalgia, and that tamping down that inflammation using certain nutrients or medications alternatively to tamp down that inflammation could relieve the suffering of patients with this pervasive condition. I mean, it's just so common. I see so many patients with fibromyalgia. And, oh, by the way, depression is also thought to be related to brain inflammation. Studies show that curcumin can alleviate depression. And this item kind of amplifies the message. Dutch study estimates 1 in 2 women and 1 in 3 men are set to develop dementia, Parkinsonism, or stroke. These are all neurodegenerative conditions. How pervasive they are. The overall lifetime risk of a 45-year-old developing dementia, Parkinsonism, or having a stroke. Let's say you are that person, a 45-year-old. If you're a woman, you have a 1 in 2 chance of developing either dementia, Parkinsonism, or having a stroke. That's an astronomical risk. For a man, slightly less, a 1 in 3 chance, 36%. So these conditions are preventable. They're preventable with lifestyle, with exercise, with avoiding environmental chemicals, with diet, because diet certainly has an impact on brain inflammation. But also, there's a great potential for intervention with supplements. And we're going to talk about that in just a few moments with a guest. And the subject is neuronutrition. Feed your head with supplements that might assist the brain and prevent that high risk from developing. 1 in 2 women, 1 in 3 men will develop a neurodegenerative disorder by age 85. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information And to purchase Osteothera plus Ciproflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and now for something completely different, we're going to talk about neuronutrition with Leah Linder. She's a licensed naturopathic doctor and currently serves as the medical writer and product education specialist for Claire Labs. Hi, Leah. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for having me.
It's my great pleasure. And Leah, I don't know if you heard my introduction, but there's a new study in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry, and the results are very stark. It's out of Netherlands. Dutch study estimates 1 in 2 women and 1 in 3 men set to develop dementia, Parkinsonism, stroke. And that is a very, very, it's frankly a demoralizing statistic because many of us hope to live into our 70s and 80s with brains intact. And yet that's what the statistic says. Is there any hope for lifestyle or neuronutrition to fend off those problems?
Well, you know, I think that's a really good question because I think, you know, as we age and as we are so focused on our overall body health, you know, maintaining mental longevity is one of the key factors. And, you know, there isn't a lot out there as far as, you know, pharmaceutical prescriptions are concerned. And so people are really turning to alternative therapies, including supplementation, to help boost their, you know, cognition. And are able to, you know, not only help cognitive function, but, you know, support memory, creativity, motivation. You know, these are things that we want in our daily lives, not just as we age.
Indeed. And in fact, it's been a rather dismal history in terms of the pharmaceutical interventions for dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Many of these drugs work only a little, if at all, and they work temporarily, and they come with a host of side effects. And actually, some companies have even abandoned the search for these remedies because they've spent billions of dollars in a fruitless effort to find answers with drugs.
Yeah, you know, and I think that that's really the case. And I think that, you know, in general, people are wanting to have more information as far as, you know, what they're taking and what the potential consequences are. And the real benefit about true nootropic agents or smart drugs is that they are required to have no side effects, you know, and in that general category, I feel that that's something that people are really looking towards, like, oh, I want something to help support me, but I don't want to have to deal with all this, you know, these other complications that might arise.
Dry mouth, sedation, excitation, you know, jerky movements, you know, any number of liver problems and so on.
So true.
Yeah,
so
any
true.
Number of problems.
Lack of sleep.
Exactly, exactly. So, okay, yeah. So this whole area of nootropics, I mean, it really kind of spans the generations, you know, from some of those slick Gen Xers who are occupying challenging positions in Silicon Valley to, you know, older folks, aging baby boomers and beyond, who are struggling with memory and focus. I often talk about the product Neurothera. It's one of my favorite products because it's so comprehensive in terms of the formula. Can you describe what's in it and what some of these constituents do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I also really love Neurothera. This is a awesome, you know, combination therapy that's going to include things such as neurotransmitter precursors, different adaptogens, herbal adaptogens, and then also, you know, different anthocyanins and flavonoids that are going to offer antioxidant support. And, you know, this is a, there's a long list of ingredients in these things, but a lot of them, including alpha-GPC, it's the most bioavailable choline precursor. And so, you know, in the general realm, it's called a cholinergic, meaning that it's going to be able to increase the levels of acetylcholine in the brain. And that's an important neurotransmitter that is the go aspect of our nervous system. So it is the neurotransmitter that keeps action potentials going on. So it's really important for, you know, not only being able to increase the, you know, the acetylcholine levels within the central nervous system, but also able to, you know, help support cellular structure too, because it is a phospholipid that is important for cellular structure. So that's probably one of the most exciting ingredients. in there. But then there goes a long list. There's acetyl L-carnitine in this, mm-hmm. which, by the way,
I'm very excited because there was recently a study showing that people with very refractory depression had extremely low levels of acetyl L-carnitine, suggesting that acetyl L-carnitine helps brain energy, but it also affects mood.
You know, in such a real way. And a lot of these nootropics will affect mood because they're regulating, the different neurotransmitters in our brain, you know, whether it be norepinephrine, which is associated with long-term memory, or dopamine, you know, which is a component in the reward and motivation part of our brain. And it helps with memory organization. So, you know, these things are really important, especially associated with those that have some, mood disturbances too. They can be very well applied in this case.
Mm-hmm. And so it seems that the different ingredients work in different ways. I mean, some are neurotransmitter precursors. That would be the GPC. Others are circulatory enhancers. Ginkgo, for example, is in there as well.
Absolutely. You know, ginkgo has been long studied and has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for a really long time. And what's really nice is that it is a component in there that's going to help blood vessel circulation. You know, it's going to get these nutrients to where they need to be in those little small blood vessels and then help the body process all of the metabolic waste that, you know, nerves have to go through. So that's another really wonderful one. You know, also in there is the lovely herb ashwagandha, which is an adaptogenic herb that has been known for many centuries in Ayurvedic medicine that was taken as a neural tonic. You know, this is what we see as, you know, helping our body adapt to the stress that we have on a day-to-day basis. You know, regardless if we are, you know, having low blood sugar or we have a big meeting coming up or we have a big athletic event coming up, you know, these things are really important to have on board.
I also see DMAE, dimethyl amino ethanol bitartrate. Boy, that's a mouthful. And it harkens back to the Merv Griffin show with Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw sitting on the sofa there talking about anti-aging for the brain. That's a really traditional anti-brain aging nutrient, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's really interesting is that research has come out recently that it reduces the buildup of age pigmentation, known as beta amyloid. And so beta amyloid is super interesting, is, you know, one of the things that builds up in people that tend to have cognitive decline, including dementia and Parkinson's disease, as well as they're starting to see some in Alzheimer's as well. And so, you know, this has been used for a really long time. And now that we know that it also has this effect, it makes more sense that, you know, it's been used as an anti-aging or anti-brain agent for a long time.
There are a lot of ingredients in here, and I think that's great in a comprehensive brain formula like Neurothera. But, you know, the concern is, you know, when you have so many ingredients, does that mean you have to take like 10, 12 pills to get adequate amounts of each of these things?
Well, you know, that's the really good part about Neurothera, too, is that we've put these actually in tablets. And when they're in tablet forms, you can compress more material. And so it's only 2 tablets a day. Which, you know, I think we can fit that in. You know, you absolutely can get more benefit with taking more, but generally with any new supplementation, especially nootropics, it's best to start slow and kind of taper up and see if you need to at that point, because most people find effect at 2 tablets a day.
Okay. There's also some of the amino acids in there, either tyrosine and glutamine. What's the purpose of those?
Yeah, absolutely. So tyrosine is a precursor for norepinephrine, which is associated with needing for long-term memory. And it's also a precursor for dopamine, which is the, you know, the motivation component. So it helps with memory organization. The glutamine in there is in free form, and it is glutamic acid, which is a neurotransmitter, and a precursor for GABA as well, which is the calming neurotransmitter. Mm-hmm. So those are really exciting ones in there too. So you get the best of both worlds. You get the acetylcholine precursors, and then you also get the GABA precursors. So you get the balance and let your nervous system have more flexibility.
Yeah, and no formula would be complete without vinpocetine, which actually has the status of a drug in Europe. It's actually a true prescription nootropic. So what does that do?
Yeah, so vinpocetine is a well-known nootropic in any of the health hacking community because it has a variety of health benefits. So it has been known to increase blood circulation and alertness. It's been shown to improve cognitive function and then also improve concentration and long-term memory retention and recall. But it has some effects on mood and is able to lower inflammation because it's a great antioxidant in there too. So with its ability to influence vasodilation and this neurotransmitter release, it has a lot of application.
Right. So are there any complementary nutrients that are not comprised in this? Because I think that brain health, you know, has multiple components, and one of them is inflammation. And would you say that another component would be energetics, you know, the cellular energetics, so the generation of ATP and NADH?
Absolutely.
And so maybe there are companion nutrients that would work well together with this for a comprehensive program?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my other favorite products that Clear Labs offer is called MitoThera, and it is a wonderful companion to NeuroThera because it is associated with addressing the health and well-being of the mitochondria with inside the cell. So, you know, we can offer all of these nootropics, but if the inside of the cell isn't getting enough nutrition, then it's not going to work as efficiently. And so MitoThera is made up of, again, quite a few nutrients that are associated with energy metabolism and ATP production and antioxidant function. So it's a wonderful, wonderful concomitant product to take at the same time.
And I would probably suggest a hefty dose of fish oil, particularly rich in DHA, and then
absolutely
also possibly curcumin, because before you were on the air, we talked about an article that suggests that fibromyalgia is a brain disorder. It's not necessarily we feel it in our muscles and in our bodies when we're achy, but it actually is a brain disorder that's associated with the inflammation of the glia, the certain cells within the brain that are highly inflamed in fibromyalgia.
That's so true, you know, and I think that tandems the real exciting research that's coming out about the gut-brain axis and how the things that are associated with our gut can affect our well-being and our mood and inflammation within the brain, too. So, you know, curcumin being a really incredible anti-inflammatory along with, you know, omega-3 fatty acids, both of those are going to help calm down that inflammation in the brain so there's not these, you know, inflammatory particles cruising around causing damage within our brain. You know, lipopolysaccharides come to mind most prevalently.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just want to say that Claire is a company that I've been working with for, well, I hate to say it, but 30 plus years. I knew Claire Farr, the founder of the company, who was an individual who was really profoundly dedicated to producing really high quality products with, you know, expensive ingredients that were exceedingly pure in an era when, you know, people were making sort of, I don't know, poor quality supplements. Nowadays, there are more manufacturers emulating Claire, but Claire has a great tradition in this industry.
Yeah, you know, and I really agree with Claire and her philosophy. You know, she was all about purity and potency and performance, you know, and it's a wonderful legacy that she left behind because so many people have multiple chemical sensitivities. You know, so many people have reactions to these various excipients and colors and fillers and things that are put in capsules and tablets. And so at Claire, we really try and keep formulas clean so that they can be applied to a wide range of individuals.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's just not give short shrift to some of the lifestyle factors that are important in brain protection.
Sure.
You know, certainly sleep, exercise, anti-inflammatory diet, these make a difference, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, I always say that you can't out-supplement a poor diet, lack of exercise, lack of creativity, and bad sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have those things on board because, you know, any supplementation is supposed to be supplementing a healthy lifestyle. And these things are really important, especially, you know, getting out there, moving our bodies, and making sure that we're sleeping well. There's so much research coming out about how lack of sleep is truly the most inflammatory thing that can happen in our bodies.
literally you get a brainwashing every time you go into deep sleep. So that's important to literally rid the brain of toxins and waste products. Just in the final seconds that we have here, let's provide people with some news they can use. Where can they get more information about Neurothera and Claire?
Absolutely. So you can go visit our website at claire.com, and it's a wonderful place. There's a bunch of information that you can read up there, but it's a really good resource. It's coming together, so that would be the place I'd send people.
Let's spell it. It's claire.com. All right. Hey, thank you very much, Leah Linder, for joining us today, and all the best to you as an ambassador for Claire Labs products. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.